You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, I'm Richard Klein.
I'm Caroline Aaron.
And you're listening to Around the Sun,
an episodic audio drama created by Brad Forenza.
This is season 2, episode 8, After the Apocalypse.
See you there.
Nina and Dan stand face to face in the doorframe of what used to be their home. Nina on the inside and Dan on the outs. He struggles to hold up his pants.
Why are you here, Daniel?
I want to see my family.
Of course you do. Who else would think to check in on their family after the apocalypse? Not before, not during, but after. Only a delusional person would do that.
I told you to call if you need anything.
Oh, you're right. You left a note. Call if you need anything. How valiant. How chivalrous. What was I supposed to think? Were you gone for the day? Were you gone forever? Or were you vying for public office again? Call if you need anything? Give me a break.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
Who was she?
It wasn't that.
You're lying.
It never was.
You owe me an explanation.
I was lost.
So why are you here?
I told you.
You never called, so clearly you didn't need anything. Your needs were met.
I needed you.
What happened out there, Daniel? Who met your needs?
I love you.
I could have died.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I could have. Maybe I'm already dead, or buried alive, or too hardened to burn, or something in between, or everything. I'm dead inside, Daniel. There are parts of me that will never regrow.
You're not dead. I know dead.
Great. Super. If you know so much, then I want answers. Where did you go and why are you here? And don't you have a belt? Your pants are falling down. You look like a fool.
It was time to come home.
Excuse me?
I said it was time to come home.
Oh, I heard what you said. I'm just not sure how to respond, especially since you never told me you were leaving. Your note might just as well have said, gone fishing.
There are no fish in the desert.
Well, if your intention was not to cause pain, not to kill me in your own quiet way, then you can understand how your actions sent a mixed message.
It's not what you think.
Okay, so regale me the truth this time, if you're capable of it.
I was lost.
I said the truth.
I'm telling you the truth, Nina. I was lost in the desert. At first, it was darkness, solitude, walking amidst the billowing smoke and the falling asteroids. But I didn't fear them, Nina. I didn't care. And when my body couldn't walk anymore, I took refuge at the red rock at the end of the earth. I'd lost myself in 1,000 endless nights. I cried watching the brilliance of competing supernovae. I wailed, bearing witness to the death of those luminous stars. I purged who I was at the end of the earth, and I left it all behind. I was exposed. And now I've come home.
Well, bully for you.
I died out there, Nina, not you. And now I'm reborn.
And what makes you think I want you back in my house? The house you left years ago without so much as an explanation.
Now you have one.
I wouldn't call that an explanation, Daniel. Just another delusion, just some fantastical bullshit.
It's my house too.
No, Daniel. You haven't lived here in a long time. Your kids wouldn't even recognize you. I barely recognize you.
I've changed.
Whose clothes are you even wearing?
We built this house together.
And?
It's my house too, Nina.
Nice try.
It's my house too.
I have kept this house safe. This house weathered the storm. It weathered the apocalypse. I made sure of it. This is not your house anymore. This is not your home.
But I have nowhere to go.
Your mail stopped coming a long time ago, Daniel.
I've been in the desert. I need my clothes.
Oh, she wouldn't even get you a new suit.
The only affair I had out there was with the moon.
Then sleep under her. What's one more night?
I can't anymore. I'm lost again.
What happened this time? Did she figure you out? Did she catch you with someone else? Or did she just realize that you're too dense and full of yourself to care about anyone else?
Please, Nina.
How long have you been sleeping in the desert?
I'm too old to keep going on like this.
I already lived through this. You can fess up.
My body is giving out.
Craziest thing? The absolute craziest thing is that I would still be with you if you hadn't left. And what would that say about me?
Nothing is finalized yet.
But maybe you helped me grow up. So for that, Daniel, I thank you.
I still love you.
I've moved on, Daniel. I thought you had too, but maybe you're sicker than I thought.
Just one night, please. That's all I need. I'll sleep on the couch, I promise.
I can't do that to the kids.
Fine. The garage. I'll sleep in the car.
I can't do it to myself, Daniel.
I bought that car, remember?
No. This is goodbye, Daniel. It's not running away. It's not leaving a note. It's not open-ended, dot, 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 dot. This is goodbye. Forever, finished, done.
But I love you.
I never said I didn't love you, Daniel. I just said it's done.
Nina, wait.
What?
I need a suit.
A what?
A suit. I need a suit. How can I be a man if I don't have a suit?
Nina reaches into her purse. She hands Dan a wad of cash, then turns back into her house and closes the door.
You're still a wolf in sheep's clothing to me.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza. For full credits and more content, please visit aroundthesunpodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, remember to like, share, and subscribe.
Come on, give us a little sugar.
You can find us on social media and continue the conversation by using the hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.